We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Interesting article. College Football News. We love Pete Futak and his guys there. They do a great job during the offseason, giving you all kinds of content. And I was scrolling through today, and they have like their 19 and 19. It's kind of 19 things to look forward to into the 2019 season. And number 18 was five teams that could bounce back big in 2019. And it's very interesting. I want to debate these, go back and forth. Number five on their list, the Virginia Tech Hokies, who a year ago finished 6-7. They've lost their quarterback in Josh Jackson, who is now.
This is to bounce back?
Bounce back.
And they have Vatek on there?
And they have them at number five.
Huh.
Let's go down. Oh, you obviously are, Josh Jackson is gone. They have an Oregon transfer named Braxton Burmeister coming in to challenge Ryan Willis. A couple of receivers took off. The O-line has just two starters. Deshaun McLeese, obviously a really good running back. He had considered transferring, but they think this could be a year. Justin Fuente with a quarterback returning in Willis. Maybe you get back to playing some of the defense. Remember, they were really young defensively a year ago, and they struggled mightily under Bud Foster. Buying or selling Virginia Tech bouncing back?
I'm selling it, dude.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, because you have done a good job of talking about all the transfers that have left Virginia Tech through the transfer portal. I think a lot of them have gone to your Hurricanes, right?
Just one.
We only took one.
Yeah, we took one.
But hasn't Virginia Tech
lost a few transfers.
Numerous guys. Mm-hmm. And I've done, you know, I got to go back to my notes on offensive depth charts, John.
There ain't a lot there at Virginia Tech.
No, there's not. I want to say they're losing a couple of wide receivers. I think they're losing one running back. I'm going to sell that, John. I'm not buying. Sorry, Virginia Tech fans. I'm not buying your club right now.
All right. Are you buying or selling the TCU Horned Frogs as a bounce back team? And I want to do a little.
You better sell me on a quarterback, Jack.
So 2018 or 2013, they go 4-8. And everything seems wrong. They bounce back the next year, 12-1, probably should have been in the college football playoff. Then they stay 11-2. Then they fall back to 6-7. The offense was terrible. Bounce back in 17, go 11-3. Everybody thought a year ago they're going to roll. Horned Frogs scored 17 or fewer points in 7 of their last 10 games in college football. They won their bowl game 10-7.
Sean Robinson, how dare you? Shame on you.
Well, he will not be the quarterback this year. Defense should be fine. They're looking at transfer Alex Delton from Kansas State or freshman Max Duggan, Hacksaw Jim Duggan's grandson, or Justin Rogers. I'm just making
that's
that
right. Obviously. They got Alex Delton, didn't
yep.
they?
Yep, and a redshirt named Justin Rogers. They do not have Ohio State on the schedule. They have a trip to Purdue and then obviously the Big 12 stuff. Buying or selling TCU?
I'm going to go ahead and sell TCU, John, because Alex Delton is a I got to go to his passing numbers here. To me, he's more of a runner
he's
than
more
a
of a
passer.
Runner, yep.
Yeah, and because if Delton gave me the ooh or gave me the tickle, as I like to talk about, the Kevin Zeitler of Cleveland is giving me, Alex Delton is not giving me that tickle, John.
Okay.
So I'm selling.
I'm going to buy TCU. Gary Patterson is one of them dudes that I trust. And it seems like every year they have a down year, they bounce back in a big way and win 10 or 11 games the next year. I'm going to buy TCU just on the Gary Patterson effect. It's not the butterfly effect. You won't see like weird creatures on a bridge in West Virginia. It's just simply, it's Gary Patterson.
By the way, what the hell are you talking about?
You ever seen the movie The Butterfly Effect?
I maybe.
Or how about the Mothman Prophecies?
I don't believe I saw that.
The Mothman Prophecies, they kept seeing this moth-like creature. Wasn't it on a bridge in West Virginia or Virginia? I forgot that the movie's actually fascinating.
Better than Blair Witch Project?
The Blair Witch Project sucked.
That's Blair Witch Project rocked.
That's one of the stupidest movies ever
it's
made.
It's not. Great. It's brilliant.
You walk in your woods and go, oh, I'm scared. Oh, I'm scared. Ah!
I think I'm going to die. I'm so afraid.
We were all hoping by the end of the movie that you all die so the movie would end. It was terrible.
I didn't know it was a hoax going in. I thought it was real.
It's so,
and it certainly helped the effect of the movie.
At Rick and John 929, Blair Witch Project. Great movie, horrible movie. Because there's no in between.
There's really not. I think it's fantastic. John,
it's one of the worst things that's ever been made.
Mark Owens, Preacher Man, get on here. We gotta go around the room on this one.
I love it. I did. I loved it. It got me. I thought it was great. I mean, I knew it was a movie, but I thought the way they filmed it, it was self-filmed.
Yeah,
their
fantastic
point of view, the way they marketed it.
It was terrible.
Even with the soundtrack, when they said, these are the tapes that we found in one of the guy's cars.
And we put them together as a scared the crap out of me,
now,
dude.
Two, Book of Shadows, and I even think they tried to remake it about 2 years ago. But the original, I'm on it.
Preacher Man, yay or nay?
Yeah, I never watch it.
You're not
missing anything.
So we're 2-1-1.
It's not my thing.
No, it's nobody's
guns,
thing.
You know, bombs and bodies flying, I'm good with that. You give me that, you know, that
psychological thrill.
Psychological, yeah, I'm out.
Okay, all right. So I'll take that as a no. Because if you watch it, I don't think you would like it. So we're 2-2.
All right.
Blair Witch Project.
Team number three, they have bounce backable. And these are your boys, USC. I'm selling the hell out of USC. Because Clay Helton is like a zombie in a movie. He is dead man walking. He will not be the coach of USC a year from now. They were 5-7 a year ago. JT Daniels, pretty good quarterback. They've got some pieces. They're going to stink.
They might, John, but I'm going to buy here. John, I'm buying them for like 25 cents.
Okay.
I'm not putting much money on them. But they've got a group of running backs that are pretty good and returning. I think they had basically a three-headed monster last year. I think two of the three are coming back, including Stephen Carr. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Playing behind Ronald Jones Jr. And they're loaded with wide receivers. Michael Pittman is coming back. Tyler Vaughns is coming back. Amon St. Brown will be a true sophomore. They've got receivers galore. So it's all about JT Daniels. Hot shot, right? Coming out of, I think it was Modern Day, just a big-time recruit. Yeah, USC was psyched to get him. He was okay last year, not great. Had some really good moments, had some really bad moments. That's to be expected from a freshman. If he vaults, John, to a 3,000-yard, 25-touchdown guy with 10 picks, I think USC is going to be pretty good. So I'm buying.
I'm going to sell them. Like I said, I don't trust Clay Helton as far as I can throw him, and he's a bigger dude, so I don't think I could throw him very far. All right, number four on their list of teams that can bounce. It's actually number two because I'm going in reverse order. Teams that could bounce back, Deshaun Tate, are you listening? The Michigan State Spartans. 9 starters return on the defensive side of the ball for Mark D'Antonio. They had a really good – I mean, if you watch the bowl game, Oregon could go nowhere against the Michigan State defense. Predictably, though, their offense was stuck in quicksand, kind of like the guy that his wife tried to get rid of him and stuck him in quicksand a couple of weeks ago and from the Bible. Are you buying Michigan State to bounce back? They were 7-6 a year ago.
Do they still have Lewerke?
I'm not sure.
Let me look that up.
I'm not sure.
You know what? I'm going to buy.
Matter of fact, I don't think so. I think Lewerke's gone.
I'm looking it up right now. Yeah, 2015 to he was a junior last year. So he might be a fifth-year senior.
He didn't turn pro?
That's a good one.
He's back. Tate's telling me he's back. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Brian Lewerke is back.
That was a good one. Is he going pro? No, John, he's not. But look, they've got Ironhead Hayward's son, Connor Hayward. Mm-hmm. I love him.
Yeah.
He's a stud. They've got receivers. I'm buying Michigan State. I like Mark D'Antonio. I think he's just a chop wood, no nonsense. I wish Kirby Smart on game day was more like Mark D'Antonio. I know. Shame on me.
What, lose 10-7?
No, he won't run a fake punt with 3 minutes left in the SEC championship game. I can tell you that right now.
Well, because they wouldn't be in the – I'm giving you crap on that. Just I'm saying they wouldn't be in the championship because they were once.
Are you buying – I'm buying Michigan State as a bounce back.
I am actually going to buy them because to go to the same principle with Gary Patterson, Mark D'Antonio is one of the best coaches in college football. Every time they have a down year, Michigan State comes back the next year and wins 9, 10, 11 games. Now, are they national title good? No. But they'll bounce back.
Deshaun Tate is loving this conversation.
He is.
Our college basketball expert, and he's running our TriCaster. Hey, you can see us at watch929thegame.com every single day.
So I'm going to do a hand signal to Rick Campbell, who they had number one on this list. They had it, I didn't.
No,
this is
I
college
know.
Football
you
news.
You want to say it, or should I say
you
it?
You could say it.
The U.
Damn right they're bouncing back.
The funny thing is I kind of like John Squad. Now, I mean, he is to call you a super fan of the Miami Hurricanes just doesn't quite get you there.
Nope,
it really doesn't. Let me say, Spike Lee is a super fan of the Knicks and all that kind of stuff. John is north of that. Although my man Spike did go down to Cameron Indoor to watch Zion play UNC. Remember?
Yeah.
Because he, of course, Spike Lee wants Zion to be where next year, John?
With the Knicks.
The New York Knicks. Of course he does. So he was actually already doing the Knicks fan thing on Zion while Zion's at Duke. So he does qualify as a super fan. But my boy John Michaels is a super, super, super fan of the Canes. So sell me.
Offense horrible a year ago. Mark Richt's antiquated 1980, run deep, no quarterback, just terrible. Dan Enos comes over from Alabama. You get a new offensive coordinator. If the NCAA ever gets their head out of their rear end, they'll probably have a new quarterback to battle for the job in Tate Martell. Manny Diaz's defense is going to be really good. Three linebackers are seniors. They've all started since they were true freshmen. You'll be good defensively. If they scored 24 points a game on offense, they would have won 10 games a year ago.
I worry about quarterback for your guys, but I'm buying Miami's a bounce-back team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.